And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we are into the top 10. I'm Anthony Inman, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. We're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And it's for the week ending Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
34 stations submitting their top 30 charts in their region this week to comprise of the Earshot National Top 50. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and you can find the top 50 every Tuesday evening. You can also find both regionally and nationally specialty charts, including electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and features including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/earshot20. And we're on Twitter at earshot20. That's our handle. It's a great way to get in contact with us. It's also a good way to get in contact with us if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want some exposure on this show. We're happy to do so for you. Remember, we're not just broadcasting live and recording out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, but we send out to syndication all over the nation to almost, I think, around 14 other radio stations. So it gets you some good exposure out there. Jam-packed hour of the show. If you thought the first hour was great, this is going to be even better. We've got an interview with Jim Kilpatrick coming up very, very shortly, aka Shotgun Jimmy, and you're going to get the second part of the interview with Joseph Yarmish from Soons. That's coming up as well. And we've alluded to it. We're still not going to tell you what it is, but it's a new number one this week, knocking Hayden from the number one spot. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
All right, starting off the second hour of the program at number 10 is Shotgun Jimmy, all the way up from number 15. And from his new record, Everything, Everything, you're going to hear 3-2-1-2.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. Tractor Beam.
That was 3-2-1-2 by Shotgun Jimmy from his fourth album, Everything, Everything. It's been charting on the Earshot charts, debuting at number 19 and climbing. And Jim joins us on the line to talk about the album. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello, hello, hello.
Now, this is your fourth full-length album. Do you find your sound has changed over those releases, or do you feel there's a constant with how you produce your music?
I think it changes pretty dramatically. But that's just, yeah, that's just my experience. I'm glad. I mean, it keeps it interesting for me. There probably is some sort of aesthetic continuity going on, but I don't really see it. It's kind of like when you hear your own voice on a recording, seems strange to you or something.
And would your inspirations and influences have an effect on that? Where did the inspiration come from for this album?
Well, this one I wrote this one pretty much for the sake of writing an album. I mean, all the songs have different inspirations. There isn't an umbrella theme overall. But I approach the entire process kind of like a day job, where I had rented this cabin and I was recording it in this cabin, but I was also writing too. So I do kind of a 9-to-5 shift during the day, tracking stuff, and that's recording speak for just recording stuff. And then I'd work on writing in the evening, and then the following day, sometimes I would work on some of the stuff that I'd written the night before or things that I'd brought to the session beforehand. But I spent a couple months pretty dedicated working on the record.
And if I'm correct, you recorded that on 4-track?
Yeah, some of it. I mean, it's a real collage effort. There's 4-track cassette, and there's reel-to-reel tape, and there's a computer. There's some ones and zeros in there. I had a couple different sessions that I did, and they were all home recording sessions, and then I mixed them together, and I layered them on top of each other differently, and I really, it's a real hodgepodge. That's why the cover of the album is kind of a visual collage thing, too. It's a bunch of stuff all piled up together, because the record, I think it's a fitting cover, just because the record is kind of cut and paste, and there's various levels of sound quality, but there is a sort of constant energy and vibe throughout the recording. I'm really happy with how it turned out as a solid piece, considering it's made up of so many different parts.
I saw some past interviews that you called your previous album, 2011's Transistor Sister, your favorite. Does your new record steal this honor?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I like this one now. I mean, that's pretty standard stuff. I have released 4 albums as Shotgun Jimmy, but before that I was in a band called Shotgun and Jaybird, and we released a few records too. So I've put out a lot of albums, so I've sort of gotten used to the way I feel about them over time. Like, it's always, it always changes, but there is sort of an old hat, new hat kind of thing that happens when you put out a new record. And I still think Transistor Sister's pretty cool, even though it's so old and doesn't really reflect what I'm doing right now. It was such a fun record to make, and I mean, I made it with 2 of my favorite musicians, and I still feel very fortunate that I was able to make that record and that I still enjoy it, because, yeah.
So Everything is mainly a solo album, but you do feature some guests, Julie Dwaron, to name one. What was it like working with her?
It was amazing. She was on tour, and she stopped. I'm located in Brandon, Manitoba now, and Julie was touring her record. And, I mean, she and I have wanted to work together pretty much since Shotgun and Jaybird, but she's so busy, and I'm so busy, it just always hasn't worked out, and it's been this kind of thing that's been bothering both of us. I mean, because I'm a huge fan of Julie's and always have been, but we used to play in a band together, so we're used to working together. Anyways, long story short, I caught her on tour, and it worked out well that I was still sort of tracking some stuff here, and I got her to sing on one of the songs, and it's a song about Sappy Fest, so it's quite fitting in a way. It all ended up fitting together quite nicely.
Jim, thanks for doing this, and we'll give you an earshot extra from Everything Now. You heard 3212, now you're going to hear Lady Hawk. This is the Earshot 20, and here's Shotgun Jimmy.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Life, riding in the van with my old jackknife.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Take the time to tell me what you wanna say. I've never been so lonely, never been so late, but I'm fine. I do it twice over to make sure that it's right. Never make mistakes and never start a fight, but it's time. Take your part in shots and now. Once you go, you're not mine. Calling you Red Rover. I'm calling you come back over. But don't think it means a thing to me. We're standing in line, arms entwined. Through it.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Red Rover, Red Rover by the band Wood Pigeon, and the album Thumbtacks and Glue at number 8, down from 7 this week. Before that, at number 9, down from 6, was We Are Wolves, and from the album L'Amour Pop Club, you heard Night. And starting off the program, starting off the second hour of the program, at number 10, up from 15, was Shotgun Jimmy, and from the album Everything, Everything, you heard 3212, and in between the interview, or after the interview with Shotgun Jimmy, you heard another track of his, which was called Lady Hawk.
Yeah, big thanks to Jim Kilpatrick, a.k.a. Shotgun Jimmy, for that interview. He was a great sport about it. It was a lot of fun, and I had a good time talking to him. And coming up in later in this hour, don't forget, we'll have the rest of the interview with Joseph Yarmish from Soons. I'm always so proud of myself when I say it right. And everybody's probably like, wait, what, Soons? I don't know what that even means. What's Soons? But if you go on to the Earshot charts and you check them out online and you see the band, S-U-U-N-S, it is not Suns, it is Soons. I have just blown the lid off of this case, Brian. Everything is good now. If I was a detective...
What a whistleblower.
If I was a detective, I'd be an awesome detective.
Oh my goodness.
I find out all kinds of information. All right, let's move right along and we'll get back into it and you can tell them what's coming up next.
All right, you're going to hear a track called Romanticize Me at number 7, up from 20, by the band Piss Jeans from the album Honeys. And at number 6, falling from 4, is Tegan and Sarah from the album Heartthrob. You're going to hear Drove Me Wild.
Better go change my pants then. Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
So you want to tell me that I'm lazy? But I'm really just your laid back man. So you're trying to find where the spark was. Well, I'll get around to that when I can. Take all my faults and twist them in your head till I look like a sweet and thoughtful man. No man criticizes me. So you're waiting, wondering when I wake up. When it comes to sleeping, I'm a talented man. You wish I'd whisper that I love you. Just imagine it's there in everything I am. Take all my faults and twist them in your head till I look like a sweet and thoughtful man.
Shoulder than it bent, but still blowing in the wind.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Drove Me Wild by Tegan and Sarah from their latest album, Heartthrob, this week at number 6, down from 4. And before that, at number 7, up from 20, was Piss Jeans. And from the album Honeys, you heard Romanticize Me.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Our top 20 list comes from the top 50, and Brian's about to let you know a few more of those debuts in the lowdown.
At number 35, debuting in that spot this week, is the latest album from The Flaps called Again, which is the Ottawa Instrumental Group's release of their long-awaited follow-up to their 2005 debut. At number 33 is the debut album for the Montreal duo Blue Hawaii called Untogether. At number 27 is Charles Bradley and the second album from the 64-year-old R&B soul singer discovered in a Brooklyn bar is called Victim of Love. And at number 23 debuting is Rye, and the album called Woman is the debut album of Chill Out R&B from LA-based duo Mike Malosh and Robin Hannibal from Danish electro-soul band Quadron.
And of course, we don't have time to play the whole top 50, but watch for those records and many of the records on the top 50 list if you get a chance to go to earshot-online.com, because at any time, there can be movement, and we've seen movement this week. Of course, we haven't told you that what's at number one. We're going to leave that secret for a little while longer, but there was some movement at the top of the charts, and Hayden dropped down from number one to number two. So you can only guess now as we move on up who's sitting in that spot, but we're not going to tell you yet. We still have a few more tracks to bring you before that, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All the way back up to number 5 for number 12 is Yola Tango, and you're going to hear a track from their latest record called Fade, and the track is called Two Trains. Following that, rising one spot to number 4 is Fools, and from Holy Fire, you're going to hear a track called Late Night.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Before the fall, before the fall.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Feet again.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Foles with the track called Late Night from their latest album called Holy Fire at number 4, up from 5. And at number 5, up from 12, is Yola Tango. And from the album Fade, you heard Two Trains.
Three more tracks to bring you, and we're getting up to that number 1 spot. Brian is going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, you're going to hear Bouncing Off the Bay by The Bicycles from their latest album, Stop Thinking So Much, sitting still at number 3. And falling from the top spot to number 2 is Hayden. And from the album Us Alone, you're going to hear Blurry Nights.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Out there in the land, I know a man who says that he can find himself dreaming in a language that he's never known. He knows not what he's saying,
or Italian,
but he knows the whole.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
okay. That we had nothing to say and that didn't get in the way, if I recall.
By the way, as soon as you left my place, I walked the streets for a trace of you in the sprawl. Then today, we find ourselves exchanging thoughts on the size of the world and some hole in the wall.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're back with Joseph Yarmish from the band Soons. And so your album has received a lot of attention and good attention from what I've read, most of it. Do you guys pay attention to the media, or and does that have an influence on the music-making process, or do you try to ignore it?
We pay attention to it as much as, or as little as possible, I'd say, for me. Just because they're, you know... Of course, there's some good reviews, and there are some bad ones, and you know, it kind of balances itself out in a way, so it doesn't really matter to us, and I would say it definitely doesn't affect the music making process. That's for sure. If it did, I think I would probably stop doing it. I don't know. We're not in it to sort of to please media outlets, so that's kind of how we view it.
Yeah. Right. It's more about the fan than the media.
Yeah, it always has been. Yeah. I mean, I was always surprised when people showed up to our shows 6 years ago. So it's kind of like a thing where we've always done what we wanted, and it's so far worked out, and that's great. But when it, you know, if it doesn't work out, I don't think it'll be such a blow to us, because in a way, we kind of take like the good and the bad with equal amount of prestige, you know. I kind of feel like it's a compliment to get bad reviews here and there, because you don't want to please everyone, you know. It's not pop music. It's not Britney Spears or
for sure.
Whatever nowadays pleases everyone.
For sure. You guys have quite a travel schedule ahead of you coming up at the end of next month and into May. What's on your plate for the next couple months?
In April, we start doing a little bit of a Canadian tour. Not that much yet, but we go basically from Ontario down into the U.S. For a few weeks, sorry, with the Besnard Lakes, and that ends at Austin Psych Fest down in Texas, and then immediately we fly to Europe for 3 weeks, playing some festivals and club shows. And then from Europe, we fly to the West Coast, do Vancouver, Victoria, and like Sasquatch Festival, which is in Washington, and a few West Coast dates. And then, yeah, basically the summer, there'll be a bunch of festivals happening. I don't exactly know yet where and when, but yeah, it's just beginning. And hopefully it'll be a long, busy year of touring, yeah.
Sounds very busy. Now, will there be any writing taking place over the next few months? Is that something, because I've talked to artists and bands before, and some say that, you know, that they strictly let the process be that they write and then they tour and they write and they tour. But some bands do some writing along the way, because there's inspirations that come along with being on tour. Do you guys adopt that philosophy, or do you focus strictly on the touring and promotion of the album and then go back and do some writing and recording?
It is hard, I'd say, to write on the road, but some of the songs on Image the Future were kind of, they were hashed out on our last tour, on our first record tour, such as Holocene City, we started playing by the end of the last tour, as well as Edie's Dream, we used to play. And that was kind of a good thing, that it was kind of done partly on the road, because we used to have a very different arrangement for it, so we played it kind of a lot, and it took over, I'd say, over a year before it finally clicked in the way that it's on the album right now. So yeah, we do try to do that as much as possible, as much as you can do anything while on tour. Most of the time is spent driving, so yeah, if you have the means to work on a computer, or you know, Max plays a lot of synths and gets new synths sometimes on the road, so that generally leads to new songs in some ways. So yeah, it's possible. It's not like the most intense thing, but a lot of ideas are sparked on the road for sure.
All right, Joe, thanks for joining us on the program.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And stealing the number one spot this week, here is Soons on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number one.
You used to be.
It's Earshot 20.
And that was at number one, up from two this week, Soons from the album Image du Futur. You heard Sunspot. Before that, Blurry Nights by Hayden from the latest album called Us Alone, falling to number two this week from the top spot. And sitting still at number three was The Bicycles from the album Stop Thinking So Much. You heard Bouncing Off the Bay.
There you have it, the top 20 for this week. We'll be back next week with a brand new show, so stick around or stay tuned for that. And remember, if you missed any part of the program, no big deal. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and we will post the link when we have it uploaded to radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It's on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.